All the hearings that you've been at.
Okay, the topic is Bishalakum and Pasakum, correct? Okay, the Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah that there's certain things. I don't know if I have it. The Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah that there's certain things that Chazal made at the Gzeira, Gzeiras Mishum B'Noseihem. We'll see what the reason is in a second. I don't think I have the Mishnah quoted here, right? No. So the Mishnah is on Lamed Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Elu dvarim shel ovdei kochavim asurim ve'ein isurim isa hanor." These are things that are asur, but they're not asur banor. Because some things are asur banor, like stam yenim, right? And amongst them are apas and shlokas. Shlokas means things which are cooked. Shlokas usually means things that are very cooked, heavily cooked. And Rashi there on the Mishnah says, "Vashlokas." Kol davar shebishula over kochavim vafilu bepliktar vekulu mishum chastus. So lastly, in the Mishnah says all these things, namely pas and bishul, that the reason Chachamim instituted it was mishum chastus, as a bulwark against intermarriage. And the Gemara there continue on daf lamazayin over hashlokas menohani mili. So if that's true, anything that's changed, you know, the only thing that when Bnei Israel asked from Moab to give them food, give me, you know, water, so it says only water, unless anything else that was cooked wouldn't be permitted because it's nishtana. From its natural state, so it's must that's true. Any oichel that's nishtana chitin v'tochna hachinamni. Let's say you ground wheat that should be osa v'chitim hachinamni. If you say indeed maybe stack osa for tanya chitin v'son kloyes v'kamochim v'ashaltishlem mutalim, their flour and so on is permitted. Ela kamayim ma mayim shlo nishtana b'riyosim aydei ha'or af oichel shlo nishtana b'riyosim aydei ha'or. So it says midi oxiv. Does the pasuk mention or? How do you know that the chilek is whether it's been cooked or not cooked? Gemara says no. It's only mitzvabonon. And the Gemara initially thinks that maybe it's a diraisa. Gemara says no. It's only mitzvabonon. It's an asmachta. So Rashi, let's see if you have here. So if you, here we have on daf lamed ches is the first page. Midrabonon, look in Rashi. Shlo Yisrael vogel etzlo b'maychol b'mishter v'yichilenu dover tomei. So now Rashi here gives a different reason than in the Mishnah. What did Rashi say in the Mishnah? What was the reason for Bishalakum? Chasnus. Here Rashi already gives a different reason. Rashi says because if you eat with the guy and he cooks for you at the end, you're gonna end up eating chasa. So and Tosis already noticed this description. So you see the Tosis El Midrabon v'kos mach v'yam the top Tosis in Lamed Chesed on Aleph. Pimish Rashi, Drabonon Gozu Mishum Chai Shem Yachilenu Dvom Tmeim. Vyoisi Hayinir Leforesh Atam Mishum Chasnus. Vachem Pirish Akuntris. Right? So Tosh says, Vachem Pirish Akuntris Mishum Nisan. So, you know, Tosh says, Rashi here says the reason is Shem Yachilenu Dvom Tmeim. He says, really, the reason is not Shem Yachilenu Dvom Tmeim. The real reason is Mishum Chasnus, which is the reason that Rashi gives in the Mishnah. But the dilemma, the implicit question that Tosis asks is, why does Rashi give two different reasons? He has one reason, Mishum Chasnus, and he has another reason, Mishum what? David Tomei. So we'll have to see, apparently both reasons are operative according to Rashi. Then Tosis quotes, Om HaRav Rav Avram Rav David, this is not the Ravid Balasogus, this is quoted by Tosis. The Vada Shlokis Asu Chachomim Kisha Oivid Kachovim Vashna Beveso. Avakushim Vasa Beveso Shisol Ein Lochos Lolachastis Lolashemi Achilenu Dvom Tmeim. Hold the love of Binatan. Right? So the first thing is this Rebavon Ben David, this Ravid says that if you cook in your house, you know, if the guy cooks in his house and he gives it to you, that's Asu Mishum Bishalakum. But if the guy cooks with your ingredients in your house, that's not Asu Mishum Bishalakum. Presumably, what's the rationale for that? Right. I mean, if you're there, but it's a possibility. One possibility is that maybe he's there to, you know, if it's in my house, I'm the mashkiach and I'm watching, right? The Ravid seems to be following Shitas Rashi here. That's a Dover Tomei. So if the Chashach Mishum Dover Tomei, that applies in the Goy's house. The Goy's going to use his own ingredients. It's a Trefer house. But if he's doing it in the Jewish house, so it's all kosher ingredients, presumably, right? So therefore, there's no Isha Bishalakum. And Rabbi Natam disagrees. For the Hotel of Rabbi Natam, the Vada Kemcha Ovi Kachovim Vasho. Lo hilku klal chachomim ben rishus ha-yisrael l'shus ha-ovi kachomim. Ki lo'olam yesh locho shem lo yisr gam b'vesel shi yisrael kimo b'vesel shil ovi kachomim. Right? So Rabbi Natam says, Rabbi Natan, in principle, sounds like does he agree with the Rashi over here or disagree? He sounds like he agrees, right? He's just saying it doesn't depend on Shus HaYochid, Shus HaRam here. Whether, even if it's in a Jewish home, maybe he'll bring his own ingredients with him and he'll put something in. I'm not going to tell you the name of the restaurant. This restaurant on the OU, we had a problem with one of the with the chef there, because the mashgiach said he was kosher the chef, that he brings in some other ingredients, not necessarily kosher ingredients, to mix into, you know, so the chef's got to make it as good as possible, right? So that's basically his fault. Let's assume it was a Jewish restaurant owned by a Jew. So that's what Benatam's argument. You always have to be careful. The guy does make a difference where the guy is. In his home or in the Jew's home, in any case, there's a possibility of bringing non-kosher ingredients to be used. So therefore, we have now two reasons for the Isur Bishalakum. The Gemara begins initially thinking, well, maybe based on the Pasuk, maybe it's a real, almost a deraisin, Moses says, how can it be? I mean, if it's just that Mishtana, maybe it's Chinun, Moses says, no, the whole thing is only an Asmachta. And it's a gzeira. What's the reason for the gzeira? Rashi in the Mishnah says mishum chasmus. Rashi in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Ches says that the reason is mishum shemi yachilenu dover tamei. And then the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok Amar Rav kol hanechol. Right? So another criterion that we need in order for something to be awesome, mishum bishalakum, it has to be, first of all, it has to be cooked, okay? It has to be something which cannot be eaten raw. If it can be eaten raw, that's not us. So therefore, for example, if you would, this is an important criteria, especially nowadays when we eat so many things raw. So, for example, if you would cook a cooked apple, would be mutter. So that's not also bishalakum. Cooked carrots can be eaten raw. It's not also mishum bishalakum. Now the question is, we eat a lot of things nowadays that we eat raw. That some things are pretty standard. At least when I was growing up, they weren't so standard. No one would eat green, you know, string beans or anything like that raw. But now, my answer is that certain beans we eat raw, right? We use them for dip, right? Or let's say broccoli. Broccoli can be eaten, can be eaten raw. I mean, is it, no? So, not, but I think it is even more. Not what, what? At a dip, they get back. So, offhand block, we all show. So, now, sushi becomes an issue. What about fish? That's what I wrote about in my. This article I have in my safe about Bishal Akka, I'll just tell you the history of this article. Not that it belongs in the Smithsonian, but there was a political dimension to this article. Not, I don't mean to say that I think the halacha is not right. In about 19, this must have been in 1982, 83, I don't know exactly, in the early 80s when Rav Shapiro, Rav Avraham Shapiro became the chief rabbi of Israel. So the issue came up about tuna fish. Israel at that time, you know, it imports all its tuna fish. And right now it actually manufactures some of its own. It has a manufacturing facility, but then it had none. But even now, almost all the tuna fish comes from different sources. At that time, most of the tuna fish was coming either from the United States, where there were plants in America, in California, and there's a plant in Puerto Rico, which now is operative again. I'm going to talk about what we do in that plant. So there were two issues about the tuna fish. First of all, there's the general universal issue, which for some is one of Ikri Adas, about is tuna without, you know, without Ashkocha Tamidus permitted or not. And you know that Rav Moshe has a tshuva to Rabbi Tendler Le'isur about it. It's a topic I'm not going to discuss, but you know, there's a lot of issues about what the Metzius are and so on. But the OU's position was that there was what to rely on in terms of the Hashkocha, as long as it's this supervision and there's only kosher fish coming into the plant, which is the case. And there are many tshuvas about that. Bleish in his tshuvas is making on the fact that I once sat with the Rav, because the Rav was the one who said it was mutter, and I showed him that Rav Bleish has a tshuva about it, that it's Umel Lomel Nosso and so on, and Umel Lomel Nosso works even in Diraisa, but Bleish himself quotes that because it works for Tchelis, and the Rav said, thus is my tshuva. So anyhow, so, but there were those who are, and that's why we try to accommodate those who are Oisrim. Even the people on our staff, Rabbi Belsky, tends to be more machmir about this, at least in terms of the fish. Rabbi Sheff is more makel about it. So, so we make special production with Bisha Yisrael of fish with Hashkocha Tamidus. But one issue, but that wasn't the issue that confronted them so much as the issue of Bisha Yisrael, because the tuna fish is cooked, and we're going to talk about that, in factories. We'll see how it's cooked, and it's good because it can make, have ramifications for this shiloh also. And the chief rabbi said, listen, we're willing to have the mashgiach light the pilot light, so it's like Zvikas Kisem and so on, which we're going to talk about. And so the pilot light was lit by the mashgiach, so it should be all right. But he said, listen, half the population in Israel is Svardim. And for them, right, according to the Mechaber and according to the Rambam and all Chochmei Sfarad, that's not an Eitzah, that's only an Eitzah for Pas. So we want you to make special productions for us with Bishul Yisrael in Israel. So it became a very big tumult. It was the newspapers, the chief rabbi is not accepting they'll use tuna fish and this and this. And so this Kuntres and Bishul Akum was a tshuva that I wrote to at the time to Rav Shapiro. So at the end we worked it out, and we do accommodate them to this very day in terms of making special productions for Israel of tuna fish, which is Bishul Yisrael. And we have a mashgiach who goes. One of them is Rabbi Yomin Gifter, Mordechai Gifter's son. So Rabbi Shech's his brother-in-law. And we make special productions for Eretz Yisrael. But that was the context of this article. So one criterion is, and one of the issues that I dealt with, that's why I come back to it, was about this thing about sushi. Is sushi relevant nowadays? Because fish is eaten raw in the United States. In other countries, it's always eaten, like in Japan or Far Eastern countries. All right, so what's the standard for Nechel Kamo Shulchai? We'll talk about that. And also, Ein Bo Mishum Bishul Oka, B'su Masno Hachi, B'fetusim Masno Hachi, Amav Shmuel Ba Yitzhak, Amav Kosher Eino Nechel Al Shulchim Elohim, L'laf Vespo Sapas, Ein Bo Mishum Bishul Oka Chofim. Right? So in other words, there are two statements of Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok in name of Rav. One is that if it's Nechol Kamo Shehu Chai, is that Osh Mishum Bishul Akum? And the other is if it's what? If it's not Oila Shulcha Malachim. One says, might be Naya, what's the difference between these two things? In Nechol Kamo Shehu Chai or Bishul Oila Shulcha Malachim. Oila Shulcha Malachim means, literally means what? That it's something which be served at a king's table. So we'll have to see, what is the definition? What does that mean to say? Does it mean something that's not served, you know, the highest quality, you'd serve, you know, a gourmet food or a steak dinner? Or does it mean Nechol Shulcha Malachim, that it's not an inferior grade? But it doesn't mean only something that is, you know, like a chasna, a very fancy occasion. Might be Naya, the Gemara says, Ike b'naya dogim ketanim v'ardei v'daisa. Why? Because dogim ketanim are, look in Rashi, dogim v'ardei v'daisa, ain't necholim chayim, these things are not eaten raw, fish have to be cooked, or, you know, hot cereal is not oil al shulcha malachim, but you can only eat it cooked. The ain't oil al shulcha malachim, if the reason is because it has to be, as long as it's not nechol kamoshu, if it's nechol kamoshu chai, if it's ainu nechol kamoshu chai, it's bishul akum, so it'll be also. But if the reason is oilo shulcha malachim, at a state dinner they don't serve sardines, they serve, you know, salmon or whatever. Lemishna basra shor, but if it depends on bishul, there has to be oilo shulcha malachim, it'll be also. Am rav ashi, am rav, dogim ketanim luchim, ain be mishum bishul yavde kochavim. Right, because melicha is not Rashi says meluchim nechalim kamo shem machmas malcham. In other words, since they're not cooked, then they're pickled. They're also nechal that way. So it's nechal kamo shem chai. Rashi says, am rav Yosef im psalim of yikochamus. Right. So and lahalacha, what are we paskin? We paskin both reasons, namely both statements in the name of Rav, if it's Nechol Kamo Shehu Chai or if it's Oila Shulcha Malachim, if in order for it to be us, it needs both criteria, that it cannot be Nechol Kamo Shehu Chai and it must be something which is Oila Shulcha Malachim. So those are two very, very important criteria in this halacha Bishul Akum. Now we're going to further talk about, but I just want to give you the criterion first. What is the halacha of Bishul Akum? And in this there may be actually a distinction between Bishul Akum and Pas Akum. Bishul Akum, there are two ways to interpret Bishul Akum. One is that which is cooked, Mishul Bishul Akum, right, is also, and becomes, Midrabanan of course, a Chichad Isur. The other pshat is no, it's not a chtichad isura. It's a gzeira that you shouldn't eat chacham asid something which is osh mishum bishul akum shem yavol, because maybe there'll be chasmas or whatever. Let's use Rashi's reason in the Mishnah, but it doesn't become a chtichad isur. I want to just give you a mushel to this. It's not religious. It happens that's what I'm doing today in your day, in my other shir. We're doing the halacha of pashen nilos b'cholov. We're about to do that, right? So pashen nilos b'cholov also to shaila. It's machloikas apoiskim, whether the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat a milchik bread, right? Bread that was, it's exactly because you may come to dip it into meat, a part of broth, and it'll be also al tzbasa b'cholov, because of course bread is a staple, and it's a staple of every meal, both milchiks and pleishiks meals. So chachama asid. Now the shaila is, when Chachama asked it, what was the nature of the zera? Did they say that if you cook meat, if you cook bread, or you bake bread with milk, it becomes a chtichah disura, there's a new zera called pasha milas b'cholah? Or no, it's not a chetzah disura. It's a gzera. They made a gzera. You shouldn't do it because you may come l'day basar b'cholah. And there are many nafkaminas related to this. For example, there's Machloek Sapoiskim, Gimashor quotes and others quote, what about if let's say am I allowed to make milk with less than shishim? Can I put in less than shishim of milk? So if the reason is that becomes a chticha disura, so maybe that's mevatel and nisul chatchilu. But if it's just a gzeira, so there was never nice and time, will be mutter. It's takamach like sapoiskin. There'll be another nafkamina. What about, can I put a hek? The halacha by pas is that if there's a heker, that by looking at it, we know that it's what? That it's either milchix or flesh. It's same. We say pashinus b'cholav will be the same thing. Pashinus b'bosa. That if we know if it's milchix or flesh, so that we know that it's. If it's then there's no gzera. So, can I put this heker on afterwards? So that issue came up when they sent the Chof K gave hashgacha on, I forgot which bread it was, but it was a dairy bread, and it said on the wrapper though, it said dairy. Now you're getting, Thomas Muffins is the OU. Okay, but Thomas Muffins also is involved in this issue. We're going to have to talk about we're not learning that. This is all a marshal. Thomas Muffins is less than shishim in terms of the muffin. It's also Nechom Sudach, the other study. So, but anyhow, can you put the heker on afterwards? So Rabbi Senter, I was there when he spoke to the Rav about it. So, not that he looked at the rabbi, but the rabbi said on a conceptual basis, he said that he thinks it's mutter. He said the name of his father. And if you look in there in your day, you'll see that in Nasikin, there's a machlaik sapoiskim, if you can put the heker on later on, pischei tshuva quotes, different shitas. Also, the chor depends on this shayla. If it's a chticha disura, so once it's us, you can't just put a heker afterwards, it has to be built in initially. But if it's stomach zeva, so that the heker can be extraneous to the pas. There could be many nafkaminas in this. Is it considered, let's say, for bittel? Let's say it was bread. Is it considered chticha wilis gabit? If it's just a gzera, so it's nisa balu, it's not a chticha wilis gabit. It's not also machlas atzmo. But if it's a new gzera, midrabbanan, even in isu drabbanan, we say that it's if it's wilis gabit, it's not och, and that it's double choshev and it's not bapu. So I only mention it as a parallel to what we're going to talk about here in Bishalakam.
I was just going back to the point of Lila Shulchan and Nasim. Do we consider the Nasim Medina today, the President of the United States, Lila Shulchan and Nasim, when he eats? There's no king from our generation.
President.
So, do we look at the President, what he eats on his table? Most probably he doesn't eat cereal and milk.
I'm going to get to that question in a second. I mean, that issue is. What is Oyla Shulchan Malachim? A very, very important issue with enormous ramifications. Now in terms of Bishalakim, we can understand Bishalakim to fall under this gzera in one of two categories. Either it becomes a chticha of the Isura, right, because we consider it like Isa, or no, it's a gzera, Mishum no say. So, in this shaila, actually, this could be a machlokes. We'll see in Yeridaya, because bishul akum asokei. What if I cooked your au pair or whatever it is in the house? I live in Englewood, so it's absolutely required. It's cooked. Does it ask the kelim or not? So if we look in Shulchan Aruch, we'll see there are actually 2 days in Shulchan Aruch about this in Mechaba. Uh, I'm not sure if you have.
The
Shulchan Aruch in the back. Oh, yeah. Kalim, here it's Ois Tes Zayin. It's actually the second, is this the last page? Last page. Kalim Shebishul Behem Ovid Kochavim Faneinu Dvam Sheish Behem Shum Bishul Ovid Kochavim Tzvichim Hechsha V'yesh Om She'enu Tzvichim. Right, so Rechava calls two dayas. This is actually a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba. Right? So the Ikka day is, the first day is that it requires Hechsha. V'yesh Om She'enu Tzvichim. V'af L'divi HaMatzvichim Hechsha Im Hu Kli Cheres Magilish Losho Pomim V'dayo V'nesha Enli Isu Zeh Ikka V'diyavaisa. Right? Because if you say we bishul akum, there is no ikumidi alaisa, so we rely on an isid rabbanon she'ain ikumidi alaisa. We rely on the balaito that holds that there is hagola for kli cheres. All right. So, but there are two days in Shulchan Aruch, right, which is machlokes to Rishonim, where the bishul akum asks chikeli. The chayt should depend on the shaila. If you say the bishul akum is a, it becomes midrabanan in chetichah v'isura, so it'll ask a kelim. But if what bishul akum is just a gzeira, you know, gzeira mishum chasnus, then maybe it doesn't ask a kelim. So and la halacha we generally are machmir. Once Rabban Soloveitchik Zichron Levracha once told me that you can be makel about this about asur and kelim, but generally the minig is. The halach is that we're machmir about it, and if you need it for a sniff, of course there are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. But so l'choy that shaila should, you know, it depends on the nature of bishul akum, may is reflected in these 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, and it may also now coming back to it may be that this shaila depends on what the reason is. If the reason is mishum chasnus. So it's time to examine Mishum Chasnus. But if it's Shem Yachilen and Dovah Tomei, so Midrabonu will choishish that it's a Dovah Tomei, and we consider it to be like a Dovah Tomei. It's not Mukach that it'd be like that. Now, in Rashi gives both reasons, right? The question is, why does Rashi give both reasons? So it may be that Rashi gives both reasons because in every gzeira, we always have to distinguish between the siva sa'isa, the reason that chachomim made the gzeira, what motivated them, and the chaloi sa'isa, how they formulated it. Because we know we have a principle called the tikkun rabbanan kein d'oraisa tikkun. So the reason they made the gzeira was for some, you know, halachic or sociological need that they were confronted with, but then how they formulated the gzeira, they could use different categories, and generally they would use d'oraisa categories, and the gzeira would fall under the rubric of a pre-existing d'oraisa concept or category. For example, the Rashba says this. In Avodah Zorah in Sandav Chof Tes, there's another gzeira that we're very familiar with about that was made Mishum Benoseyim, and that is Stam Yenom, right? So Rishonim are bothered because the same dichotomy that we have here which we're dealing with, namely Rashi says Chasnus and also Shem Yachilin Dovah Tomei, you find also that the Gemara gives two reasons by Stam Yenom. One reason is Mishum Benoseyim, and the other reason is Yayin Nesach, because maybe he was Menasech the Yayin. Why do we need two different reasons? So Rishonim asked this question. So the Rashba and Avodah Zorah on Daf Chof Tes Amud Bei says, he says the reason for the Gzeira was Mishum Benoseyim Shlo Yavo Lidei Chitun, right? But he says the definition of the Isa was Yayin Nesach. In other words, the reason they did it wasn't so much a chash that there was always be Nisuch. We could protect ourselves against Nisuch, or maybe it was, you know, it wasn't so common that with all the wine that we had to ask for all wine. But the reason was mishum b'no seim, as a, again, as a, you know, to stop intermarriage. But now that, so if you drink together, you'll end up marrying, right? You'll marry each other, intermarry. So therefore, they said that you can't drink the wine. But now that you can't drink the wine, so where do we find that yain is usa? So yain is usa is because of what? Because of nisuch. And also with Elchanan, there's a Tosfos of Elchanan on Avodah Zarah, it's printed separately. He says it also, and I'll quote what he says. V'im tam v'hamas nisim b'stam yayin mayri da osu b'hanor v'lok tani yayin nesach v'marayim yayin 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 nisgam da havi tikrovus yeson de pshita da afakav da osu yayinun mishum b'no sehem, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Vav, lo havi asvinu le b'hanor yosu mipitim v'shamnan ilav yayin nesach mamash osu b'no min atayru u'mikom mokom Chilas hagzeru lahoyu goizun isu b'stam yenum mishum yayin nesach ilo mishum b'no seim. Ukiyotzi bo matzinu perakam de Shabbos, this is all of Elchanan talking. Dot comma, de gozru tumor de klis chuchis atu kli cheres mishum de tchilas b'yosim in achol. So what does Rav Elchanan say? Rav Elchanan says that that first they made the gzeru because the reason for the gzeru was what? Mishum b'no seim. But now they could have made it just also because like shamnan, piton, bishul. But once they had a category that they could use, namely what? Yayin nesach, right? Now yayin nesach is also midiraisa b'hanor. So they said that what? That it's also also al tiyayin nesach. L'may naf gemina. That stam yenam is not only also b'shtiyah, but stam yenam in most cases, depending, there are times that's only nisa shti, and not nisa if it was magar shelo kavana. Other things, the ramashita is that yishma elam only asa, since they're not odei avodah zarah, it's only also mishum shti and not b'hanor. But otherwise, you know, fundamentally, stam yenam is also b'hanor. Why? So because the motive of the gzeira was what? Was mishum b'noseim, but the. The Geder, the Chaloisa Issa, was an Issa of Yayin Nesach. So with this in mind, let's go back now to Bishul Akum. Again, to explain Rashi, Rashi thinks the motive was Mishum B'no Seim. But the Chaloisa Issa, the Hagdorasa Issa, is what? Is Macholos Asuris. L'may Nafkimina. Rashi wants to emphasize, could be a Nafkimina also the Dasas Kelu. That is Tamkika. And in this respect, it could be that there's a difference between Pas Akum and Bishul Akum. We know there are two gzeiros in the Mishnah. One says the Asat Pitam and Shlokos. Shlokos is Bishul, right? Pas, and it's a question actually historically amongst Bishul, which gzeiro was made first. We know that for Pas, there are many leniencies. Because it was a gzeiro She'ein lo tzibu yicholun lamebo, because Pas, bread is a staple of life. And therefore, there are certain leniencies that apply by Pas that don't apply by Bishul. For example, according to all Chochmei Svarot, Pesach of the Mechaber and the Ramah, excuse me, the Pesach of the Mechaber and the Rambam, and you know, all Chochmei Svarot is that the halacha that we're familiar with, Zrikas Kisem, that if I do any chitim cholim, that it helps by Pas. According to Chochmei Svarot, does not help by Bishul. We're making, the Ramah is making even by Bishul, based on a Mordechai, and that's the meaning of Ashkenaz. But for Svardim, it doesn't help. That's what I referred to before about the tuna fish. So why do we distinguish between Pas and Bishul? Why? I understand why. The reason why is because it's because of the need. But it reflects that there may be a difference between the nature of the Issa of Pas and the Issa of Bishul, namely.
Whether it was formulated as a larger context of
the
Machalos HaKuros, or whether it was just because of the reason of
Chavis. Right. And
if a
Pas is?
Just for the reason of
Chavis. Exactly. What's your name?
Bram Weinberg.
Bram?
Bram.
Bram?
Weinberg.
Weinberg. Okay. So what Bram says is correct. Namely, that that if, it knows, that Pas the whole Issa exhausts itself only in Issa Chasis. They never made it a Chesed Machalos Asuras. And therefore, it's efficient if the Jew participates in any way, and the Ram holds back. Basically, his participation is not that it makes it pas Yisrael. It's just, we use the expression pas Yisrael, but it's just that the Ram says it's a heker. It distinguishes between this pas and other pas, if the Jew, you know, did anything, participated or threw in a kisim, right? Because by pas, they never made it the chefs of Machos Asuras. For whole liar, the pas is different. I mean, the other coolest we know by pas. Pas palta is mutter, right? Pas palta means that if the bread, the goy is made the bread for commercial reasons, it's for the purpose of selling. Such pas is mutter. We're machmir, so it's mitshuv and so on. But otherwise, mikra din we hold it's mutter. Why we makel about pas palta? We makel because it's not a chefs of machos asuris. It's only chastas. And presumably, if you're the context that you're meeting, you know, the guy is in a commercial context. You're going to a store, so you're not going to fall in love and get married, at least not the same day. So that's why we're made, right? Because the whole East is an Issa Chasnas. So I want to just bring you right to that. It says in Shulchan Aruch, it says, it's Kufya Beisiv Tesfav. Where would that be?
Also at the end.
Also at the end.
Yeah, at the end.
Here, you have it, it's daf, and in the Shulchan Aruch it's daf gimel. It says, "Mishenizim mipas ovika chovim, mutu lecho bakara in mishen eno nizim imeno." If one person is makrid about this pas akum, the other is not makrid, they can eat in the same plate, right? V'af api shetam pas ovika chovim is ara v'pas yisrael eno chayshes. Even though the v'tam of the pas akum will get mixed up with your pas, right? Let's assume it's eating hot. Still, it's mutter. Right, then the Ramah has even another cooler Yeshom and the Mishnizim we pass. So first of all, what do you see from this Mechaba? In Shulchan Aruch we had by Bishul Akum, the Mechaba has 2 days. Whether it asks Kalim Bishul Akum, right? Here there are no 2 days. It Claude doesn't ask the Kalim Mechaba because it says you can eat, even though there's Tam, you can eat what? You can eat together, even though there'll be tam. What about tam ki ika? Teretz says there is no tam ki ika by pas. Why is there no tam ki ika by pas? Because pas is not tam ki is only when it's an isa cheftz of machol sasuris. But if it's an isa gavra, because the gzeirish mishum chasus, that doesn't answer kelim, and there's no tam ki ika. We're not talking about kelim here. Now we're even talking about oichel. So that's why that's the only day called in the Shulchan Aruch, because pas were made for us. How did he know to be made? You see, even the mamor continues, yet the mission is me pasha of the coven, but oichel imacherem, she ain't his home, mutalechel imoim mishum evil ktoto. Hove im lo yochel imon pasu, ika hasuda, he tivolo mishum eva, ve ain't lilma mikan lishari surin, right? But this kula also reflects what? That's just nisagava, it's not a chetz of macholos asuris. All right? Yeah.
Is it a background question? How you don't have to be nizer and
pasat, just
what is that?
No, I just say you don't have to be nizer pasat. I said heterem pas palta. Pas palta means that if a goy actually cooked for you, you know, you have a friend who baked bread and brought it to you, baked it for himself, that would be awesome. But if it's pas palta means it was baked in a commercial bakery, or was baked to be sold, so that we're making of it.
I think you bothered by the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It's a mission nizer.
Because there's a machlokes, because the gzeira, I'm going to talk about it next week, but the gzeira of pas was maybe gzeira she'en vol tzivu yuchal and lamed vol, so they were coolers as relates to it. So there are those who are still machben, those who are not. So now I wanted to get back now to your question just about the other criteria, namely oila shulchan. We're going to do more of this next week when we go inside the shulchan aruch. I just want to first give you some of the overriding principles. The other very important criterion is, you know, what's called Oila Shulchan Malachim. Very, very important question with enormous ramifications. And I want to start by telling you a story that Rabbi Schwab, Zichron Lebracha, once told me. Rabbi Schwab told me that after the war, right after the war, this must have been like 47, something like that, 48 maybe, he went to Eretz Yisrael and he visited the Chazon Ish. And he asked the Chazon Ish whether you're allowed to eat sardines. Is there a chashash that should be shalachos? Because in Europe, many of the Gedolim were marked as sardines, especially during World War I. Right after World War I, there was tremendous dislocation of the Jewish population, and there was terrible poverty. There was always poverty in the Jewish, but it was an extremely difficult time. And there was aid sent from the United States, joint and other things, you know, programs, but American aid, and a lot of the things that they sent were cans of sardines. So the shaila is, was it osam shubish lakum or not? And many gedolim, most gedolim, mechayoyz amongst them, were makel about it, because they said that it's not oila shulchan alachim. Right? We'll see. One said dal matanim, not oila shulchan alachim. So Rav Schwab asked the Chazon Ish what he thought about sardines. So he said that he thinks it's osam. So Rav Schwab asked him, it says Oyla Shulchan Malachim. How's that Oyla Shulchan Malachim? So the Chazon Ish said, as the Kenning from England, the King of England, when he eats breakfast, so he eats sardines also. So, which is a very machmedic opinion in terms of Bishalakim. Namely, it doesn't mean just at a very elaborate meal, high quality, but it means something that the king could eat, which is not an inferior grade. So King George would eat, eight sardines also, presumably for breakfast, we don't know, but, right? So Rav Schwab told me that since he heard a repeat kutcher of the Chazon Ish, he was always machmir not to eat sardines unless it was Bishul Yisrael with Ashgacha. And therefore these broiler sardines, I guess it was Hadar or whatever the product was with Bishul Yisrael and so on. But that is not necessarily the universally accepted opinion in terms of Bishulakim, in terms of Oyla Shulchan Lachim. I spoke to the Rav about it, and he thought, for example, we once spoke about canned vegetables, right? So a lot of canned vegetables we spoke about are not nechuk moshul chai, so they're not initial, for example, carrots and even corn. Corn is nechuk moshul chai. You can eat raw corn. When I was a boy, I used to, if you take raw corn, you eat it. But there are things that are not. For example, baked beans are not nechuk moshul chai, right? But what about in cans? Is that mutter? So the Rav thought, canned things may be inferior grade. They're not what you'd serve in chasna. Maybe he was saying, Mishmav, it could be that that's also not oila shulchan malachim, right? So which of these definitions do we choose makes obviously an enormous difference in what the halach of oila shulchan malachim. Now, in terms of the OU's policy, we generally follow the more lenient opinion, namely that Oyla Shulchan Malachim means that something that is a significant food. So what would be excluded by Oyla Shulchan Malachim? And I want to say, I believe this is the generally accepted opinion. For example, in all yeshivas, till recently, right? We look at the world from now and we think that's the way it always was. In all yeshivas, Lakewood and so on, I don't know what they do now, but I remember once I spent a few weeks in Lakewood. They have, regular cereals like we all eat, right? Well, what's the heck of eating cereals? Many of them are cooked. What's the heck of eating Rice Krispies or cornflakes or whatever, Cheerio, whatever your heart desires. So some of these may be paspalta, but most of them are not pas. Pas doesn't only mean bread, it means pasababakistan, but a lot of these don't meet that standard. So what's the heck of? Presumably, they assume that this is not Oyla Shulchan Malachim, right? A state dinner, you don't give Rice Krispies.
Isn't there some sort of regulation about a factory?
I'm going to get to that. Rice has a cooler bag. That tshuva from Rice is only printed one place, my sefer, because it's not written any place. It was nogeya to a product, and I sent Renata Greenblatt to visit Ramosha. Renata Greenblatt used to work for the OU. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. They used to call him the Rav of the South. I don't know if they, but he's a Rav in Memphis, a very big Talmud Chacham, and he also was a Talmud of the Rav. He was a Talmud of the Rav in 1939, I think, 38, before the Rav. Before he was at YU, when his father was alive, he had a koil in Boston. I think it was called Hegel Chaim, right? And he was his Rav Shutta was with Michael Feinstein, the Biskrov's son-in-law. He's also the Michael Feinstein was a cousin of, you know, the Moshe Feinstein Rav were cousins, because the Moshe and the Rav's mother were first cousins. Because the Rav's grandfather was Rebelli Krushna, Rebelli Feinstein, who was a brother to Ramosha's father. He went to speak to Ramosha. Ramosha had a heter, which we're going to talk about. Does the halach of palta sometimes apply to Bishul? So not exact palta doesn't, but there is a certain heter that Ramosha relied on, which is generally not relied on, but is used as a sniff. So I'm going to get back to, just coming back now to this standard in terms of Eilei Shulchan Malachim. So really this Shaila could depend on the previous issue that we spoke about in terms of how you understand Bishul Akum. Because if Bishul Akum is just Gzeira Mishum Chasnus, right? So we can understand that you know, the only thing they asked it is something which is very elaborate, which represents a certain, you know, relationship or camaraderie. So that may be, you know, Oyla Shulchan Malachim Mamish. But if it's a really chtichdi sura, so it's just if it's an inferior grade, it's a machkiya. It's not that you need that to be the oisa. So then maybe the Chazanish is more restrictive definition would come in play.
I just want, as far as the ramifications of the Chazanish, is he saying that anything that can we at any point would be considered Ola Shulchan Malachim, or is it only like when the king actually sits down to a real business? Meaning, George Bush ends up popping M&M's while he's working, whatever, that all of a sudden becomes Ola Shulchan Malachim? Is that like a problem? I mean, obviously it's not a problem as far as...
What do you mean, what is the problem? Is George Bush a problem or the M&M's a problem? The first for sure is a problem. Yeah.
Is it a problem as far as does that then become Ola Shulchan Malachim, or does that, meaning, or is it like when George Bush is sitting down, he's having like a lunch, and then like whatever he has as his lunch, so then that becomes like Ola Shulchan Malachim?
Right. I mean, I don't know. I presume that what he means is anything which is not an inferior grade. You know, it's even though a king will eat, he'll eat, you know, he doesn't always just go to state dinners, you know, he eats stamazoi also. But what they give him at stamazoi, right, is a better quality. So Dav Mektanim, some Rishonim say, is not Oyla Shulchan Malachim, because it doesn't just mean sardines that are small fish, it means Dagim that are not completely matured and they're not the same quality, that they won't give him. So then M&M's, for example, I don't know if M&M's is included in this, because I'm, you know, but unless there's Bishul there, but let's that would be a problem, according to the Chazanish. So in terms of these two definitions, I thought actually this depends on two days in the Tosis. It may depend on 2 days. There's another gzeira that Chachamim made, also Mishum Chasnas, and that's gzeira, the one says that they ashered Sheikha. Sheikha means that you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink alcoholic beverages with the goy, right? Certain criterion for that. So Tosis asks in Avodah Zorah, Tosis is on Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, it's Divrei Maaseh Tavayu.
This we have.
Okay, we have the Tosis.
Where is it?
Yeah.
On the third page.
Right, look at the Tosfos Tavayim. You see, it's the second to last Tosfos on the page, right? Tosfos says, Tavayim Mishum Chasnus, Rav Acha Ovid HaKokisev, Mikomag Hashneim Lo Hayu Shosim Bebeis HaOvid Kochovim, Vim Kein Tzorach Lizor Shlo Lishto Shechu Bebeis HaOvid Kochovim. Right? Tavav Popov Rav Acha Shoyu Basroi Lo Hayu Shosim. Miu Hamis Achsen Bebeis HaOvid Kochovim, Yochol Liyo Shemuto Lishloach.
Over here.
Liknos Sheikhim in Ha'oit Kokom, the Havi Kimo Basis who you saw. For Afim Oit Achsonoi Shalom, Nosin Lomi Shalom, right? This goes back to this to that day that Basis Saul was Mutter, right? Mishum Eva, the Lord Osru, Mishum Chasus Elikvo Shtir Bechasnus, Bechanus, O Begilus Listos Bevasa over Kokom. So now what's included in Shecha? Ben Shecha shall tomorrow, ben shall tfuah. The ain lesser shall tfuah mishum. So then he says, Shecha that's made, they used to make Shecha. In Shulchan Aruch, the 2 days, by the way, nowadays, I spoke about this recently at the OU conference, that, not a conference, but a Shecha and our program together. So I got, this was my topic to talk about. But Shecha is in Shulchan Aruch, Ramoza is a maker because he says the only sheikh that's also is sheikh tomorrow. So whiskey and so on would not be included. But others, if you regard him, and others, be chodosh, a machmirim about it. However, Tosis says that sheikh shel tefuah is the ain lesser shel tefuah mishum bishula ol tekochovim kimo salke v'dais v'afkav v'lo chozi lochos kishuchai. The svila ki idach lishnu derav the amar kol she'enu ola shulchan malachim. In other Tosis is bother. What do you need a sheikha? What do you need exactly from sheikha? It should be us to begin with because it's bishalakum, right? Or sometimes we'll have a heter mishum sheikha. It should still be us as bishalakum. Let's say there are other, the more Jews there and so on. So then it's not just him eating, thinking by himself, but the will be swell, then maybe mutter. So Tosis said, why isn't also Mishum Bishalakum? So one answer Tosis says is that Sheikh is not Oyla Shulchan Malachim. Right? For Ojesh Tam Acher, see this, the second reason Tosis, Lahatra Sheikh, the Ein Bo Mishum Bishulat Ovdu Chachovim. The Chihechi that Fuhr Betela, Lagabi Hamayim, Le'in Birka Shahakal Nia Bidvaro, Hochinami Hibetela in the Isa Bishul. Right? So, what Tosis gives two answers why there's no isha problem with bishalakim as relates to sheikha. What are the two reasons? One reason Tosis says is what? What's the first reason?
Not
it's not oila shulchan malachim. The second reason Tosis says is a very strange reason. He says because the bracha is what? Shahakal. What does Tosis mean that bracha shahakal? So what if the bracha shahakal? What bracha do you make on a rib steak? A shahakal. So does that mean that he lied to Shahakal? I mean, all the good stuff is Shahakal. Right? So what does Tosis mean? Because it's Shahakal. So what Tosis means is that when you make beer or whiskey, the ikka is really the water. The fermentation and the hops or whatever you add, that's only to flavor it. Right? So that's what he said, because if it wasn't that way, why when you make, let's talk about beer, first not necessarily be about beer, let's be shel tefuah. Why don't you make the boy in the name of Zainus? Why are you making a shahakal? Gemara says in Baruchas and Shlokas, you make a boy pi adama. The Teretz says here, the ikka is always the water. This is only agav that you're cooking it to give it flavor, so that's why the Baruchas shahakal. That's what Teretz means. So the ikka is the water, and water, of course, is water, right? The couple parts is a problem, but the water per se is okay, right? So right, those are 2 days in Tosfos. So if we say that these are 2 days in Tosfos, which is not 100% mukha, but let's for argument say these are 2 days in Tosfos, it comes out that it could be that the second day in Tosfos, why does Tosfos need a second teretz? Because maybe Tosfos thinks that Sheikha is Oila Shulchan Malachim. So then that issue would be, maybe comes down to this issue, because you're using, you know, your model of George Bush. When George Bush is watching the Super Bowl, right, or to be bipartisan, when Bill Clinton was watching the Super Bowl, right, I promise you that he had a beer in his hand, right? He didn't fall down and hit his head, but But right, so it's that's you know, that's called, that would be Oyla Shulchan Malachim according to the Chazon Ish, because presidents included, right, and kings, and just my basic, I remember I once asked the Rav, do you make a bracha on seeing an American president? So he said, this is before I saw an American president, we were just talking about it. So he said, he doesn't, this, I was in the shit and doing it, Nixon was about to be impeached. He says, I don't think a king who can be impeached and thrown out make a bracha. So, you know, if on a constitutional system. So I don't know if he meant it only in that circumstance, but or he meant in general that only on a king that has life and death, but a person can talk about it. Do you make on a, you know, on a constitutional monarch, do you make a bracha? On a, maybe it's only an absolute monarch who has, can,
well,
you know, life.
Who's sovereign?
What?
Who's the sovereign?
Who's the sovereign? So, and so, for example, Queen Elizabeth or something like that, you know, it's just a figurehead, maybe, you wouldn't make a bracha.
Where the people are sovereign.
Right. So, so the president, he thought, might be different than the king.
Doesn't
it be shalachim that the high
lach? Doesn't he just need to have the power of the authority that a king would have? I mean, the presidential authority in the United States is a pretty...
Right. I mean,
anybody in the world is
the most
powerful.
Right. The president of the United States is the most powerful man in the world.
Right.
Offhand, he should... Right. I would also agree with you. Right, but that's, again, not our topic. So, shalachim malachim is, but malachim is not. So... So, you know, so if the definition, coming back to the choice, if the definition is what a king would drink, so kings drink shecha also, but at a sudas melech they don't serve beer, they serve yayin, right? So it could be that these are two days in Tosis. Maybe it reflects about the other issue in terms of what's oyla shulchan malachim. I'll give you just another example. According to the Chazon Ish, Fava B'Yosef, but you know, we people generally, and this is the OU policy, we're making about it. For example, junk food. Let's say potato chips, right? We assume that potato chips, there's a tshuva that goes much about it. I'm going to talk about it another time. But is potato chips, now, is that called Oyla Shulchan Malachim? So Malachim also eat potato chips, right? They're watching television, something, they're munching, they'll lunch, but that's not what you serve in the Suda Smela. Like the Chazal speak about, you know, the Lashon Chazal, Suda Shlom V'Shaita, right? Right? If Tishba falls on Shabbos, so the Gemara says you can even have Kisuda Shlom V'Shaita. That was, you know, that was a special kind of a meal. It means a significant meal. So, you know, we assume at the OU that that's not called Oyla Shulchan Malachim. There is another issue that came out recently about...
I thought the potato chip issue is a little bit different. It's potatoes is Oyla Shulchan
Malachim. So what Moshe has in the tshuva, it's a tshuva to Reuven Feinstein, where he seems to say that, you know, it depends on the min. But it's a very, very difficult svara. So Rebelsky has a tshuva. Maybe what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to make copies. Maybe I'll give it to Rabbi Schwartz. Of different shilas and tshuvas that came up in the OU about, you know, contemporary questions of Bishalakum. One of them was this issue. Rabbi Belsky has a handwritten thing about, and he thought this was actually, he thought Ramosha was misunderstood in what he said. But some claim that if the min is a min which could be Oyla Shulchan Malachim, even though the thing that they cooked is not, that's still Asur Mishum Bishalakum. It's a very difficult sefarah, because the Rambam himself says that everything depends, depending on the context, what it's bishalachim. You know, it could be that, you know, under certain circumstances, you know, that was considered fancy food. You know, nowadays it's not considered fancy. You know, things change. You know, tomatoes, till 100 years ago, people never ate tomatoes because they thought it was poison. Now it's a delectable vegetable that we eat, or fruit, whatever it is. So I'm just going to say, all things depend on the context, but that is indeed, you know, I forgot who it was. There was somebody who wanted to say, I may be mistaken, I forgot, some Sidshrim, I think he said about the, I think the Chai Odom held, Manny Adler wants to tell me this, but I think he said, some Sidshrim, the Chai Odom held, had a svara to say that potatoes should be kidneys.
Yeah.
Right, because we make potato starch out of it. Truth is, it's you know, how do you, so What?
That's all
the eight. That's all the eight. So many Alan said, he said that it used, that he said by me, kartoffel means potatoes is chai odom. It's a staple of life. And the chai odom by me is a kartoffel. So, you know, things change. I don't know who this person was, I promise you, he wasn't as big as the Chayod, but, so, you know, things change, so that Chayod, that it should be now that the potato is, you know, the extreme in terms of, let's call it oil, shulchan lachem, is difficult, and that the specific example should make it awesome. But there is such a tshuva in the later Igros Moishes.
Shouldn't it be based on this Rambam that it's based more on the preparation of the food rather than the meat of the food? Potato chips, it's a potato, so potato might be Bola Shulchan Malchim, but we said that.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying, that's very difficult. Why should it depend? Because, first of all, I mean, with this, because it's the cost of the potatoes, are Bola Shulchan Malchim.
No, but let's.
You know, it could be, you could, of course, make things with potatoes that are very delectable, that are Bola Shulchan Malchim. Does that mean that everything about it becomes.
Right.
It's just. The truth is, it makes no sense at all.
Based on that, though, canned tuna fish is not Bola Shulchan Malchim. Tuna steak might be, but not canned tuna fish.
Right, so, but it should depend, indeed, it should
so
depend.
So then why would canned tuna fish require Bishul Yisrael?
I actually don't, I'm not so sure that it's Oyla Shulchan Malachim. I agree with you. It should depend on, it really should, one of these things that I argued was, maybe that's not called Oyla Shulchan Malachim, because it's cans and so on. The truth is, what happens with tuna fish is this. The tuna comes in to a plant and it's skinned by hand in the plant. It's not, as it's described in the Gemara, that it comes in these trawlers that go out, you know, to the high seas for several months and come back. That's not what happens. The fish is brought in to the plant fish by fish. In other words, it's handled singularly. And it's filleted by women. You know, it's filleted by hand. And what they do before they fillet it to make the filleting easier is they cook it in steam. It's not, and that's when it's really delectable. That's when it's like a, you know, at a chasm where they serve a tuna steak. And they do that to make that, it enables the skin to separate easier from the flesh of the fish. Then they butcher it in the factory, and then it's put into cans. And then it's heated again in a retort. A retort is a large oven. So when it's reheated in the retort, actually the quality degrades in terms of the flavor. The reason they reheat it is not because it's not edible before, it's delicious before. They do it for health reasons, you know, because in case of any microbes, they have to heat it to a certain temperature to kill all those microbes, otherwise it could be risk of botulism and so on. So, So when it's, this was one of my arguments of Shapiro at the time, was when it's heated the first time, it's heated in steam. So we're going to talk about this. Unfortunately, I have to leave a little earlier today. But, you know, that is steam called cooking vis-a-vis bishalach? Because the halacha is that ma'ushan is mutter. The question is, what does ma'ushan mean? It's a very obscure phrase. Does ma'ushan mean smoking, which would sound like a cold smoke? That's what's mutter, or even heating with steam is mutter. So this is a machloikas ha-poiskim. There are many poiskim about, and they go back a long time. The Tzilon and others, and Rabbi Yosef, and I think you have it included, he talks about it. He's a makel about this issue about steam. Rabbi Heinemann just spoke in my office a few months ago when we had this lettuce thing, you know, with the. Anyhow, so he one of the issues that came in was about tuna fish, and he mentioned the name of his Rebbe. He was a Talmid of Rav Aaron, he was a Talmid of Lakewood, that Rav Aaron held that cooking in steam he held cooking in steam was not bishulach, and he said in Lakewood they used to serve tuna fish. I want to tell you a story that somebody told me. You know, my cousin told me this story. My cousin, he's a very big Talmid Chacham, so Ron Ganachovsky. He's one of the up-and-coming Gedolim. He told me a story which many of you have heard, but I promise you the story is absolute nonsense. The story is this. Who did not hear this story? That Rav Moshe Feinstein was once, even though we all know Rav Moshe was the makel about Chol Yisrael, that he once drank by mistake Chol of you know, what he calls cholera companies, and he went into the bathroom and he made himself throw up. Right? I'm sure you heard the story. It's ridiculous. First of all, the Moshe was unique in this respect. It's like, you know, I say unique in this respect. It's like, you know, they say, what is he always a, you know, for that talent, that all the children are above average. He was unique in this respect. He was normal. For anybody who knew Rav Moshe, he was, that was one of the beautiful things about Rav Moshe. But he held Mikodino as Mutter. Not only that, in Tiferes Yerushalayim, they served before, you know, there wasn't, Chag Yisrael wasn't available. Well into the night, you know, I know Rabbi, there's a man on my shul, Rabbi Singer, Yossel Singer, used to be the rabbi here in Mount Sinai. So when he learned in Tiferes Yerushalayim, they served Regular Mutter. Not only that, somebody told me this week, that in Lakewood they served regular milk. And Rav Aaron, when they first started using Cholav Yisrael, Rav Aaron was against it. He said he didn't want to pay the extra, you know, the differential in cost. The yeshiva was very poor. You know, the Chazon Ish, the Shaker, the Chazon Ish holds that, you know, relies on that heter also of the Pichadosh. It's not just the Moshe's heter, it goes back a long while. So he told me a story, I don't know if the story, a friend of mine told me the story. His father was a Kletzker, but he said that the story was told when they first started using Cholav Yisrael in Lakewood. So in those days, Cholav Yisrael didn't come, you know, in these containers. It came in metal, large tin canisters of some kind, and it was delivered, and one of them, when it was being delivered, fell off the truck, and it was all spilled. This was right after they started. And Rav Aaron was so upset, he said, I told you not to stop. It's so expensive. So, you know, and then, I'm just saying, you know, the context, I'm not saying you shouldn't drink Cholav Yisrael, not drink, but I'm just saying, we think of the context and where America is now to what it used to be, or what Gedolim used to do, you know, I'm not advocating one or the other, I'm just, it's interesting, the historical perspective about where these people were, what, you know, what the environment they lived in. You know, somebody asked me the other day, can they, you know, they're going to some of my shir, there's a chasana, they're going to have separate seating without a mechitza. Can the boys dance separate from the girls? I said, Moshe Feinstein, at his chasanas, if you look at the Reb David Feinstein, they was no such thing in those days as separate seating. And when is that? You know, they didn't exist. You know, there's no mechitza for the dancing either, you know? So, but we're going a little bit afield. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to leave now. So I'm going to get back. We spoke about two things up to now, right? We spoke about the nature of Bishul Akum as opposed to Pas, that maybe the reason Chasnus and Bishul reflects, and I'm going to come back to this, because there could be very big nafkaminis lahalocha nowadays in terms of what we do in factories and based on these different definitions. And the other thing we spoke about was a little bit about Olo Shulchan Malachim. So we still have to speak about the other criteria, Nechon Shulchai, which Bishul Asus, and we'll go through, and is Ishun, which is a tremendously important issue, is steaming Bishul Akum or not. In factories, the main medium of heat in almost every factory is steam. And many things are cooked with live steam. So we'll come back to it. Yeah.
Just a quick question. Is there a point where we can draw the line and what we say becomes kind of normal food as far as, let's say, fast food becomes kind of a general accepted thing? Does that mean meat as far as
No, I just by rule of thumb, we assume that all meats are considered Olav Shulchan Malachim.
Right, even though it's like McDonald's, that's, you go get meat.
Right, but that's not called junk.
No. But it has to be both
both criteria.
Yours? I don't want to.